This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgie. It's said that your personality is reflected in your pet, an animal that you keep in your home as a companion and treat kindly. Dog people are supposed to be friendly, enthusiastic and loyal, whereas cat people are introverted, proud and sensitive. Are you a dog person or a cat person, Neil?
Oh, I'm definitely a dog person, Georgie. I want a pet that's friendly and loves me, not a lazy cat that sits around all day waiting for food.
Whether you're a dog person, a cat person, or have a goldfish, hamster, or parrot for a pet, the British are well known as a nation of animal lovers. In the UK, 52% of owners describe their pet as their best friend. And in 2021, 18 million homes had at least one pet, meaning that for the first time, there were more households with a pet than without.
In this programme, we'll be hearing how our relationship with pets has changed over the centuries. And, as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well. But first, I have a question for you, Georgie. Nowadays, thanks to the internet, modern pets are getting online. So what percent of dogs and cats in the UK do you think have their own social media profile? Is it A, 7%? B, 17% or C, 70%?
It sounds crazy, but I'll guess 17% of British pets have their own social media account.
OK, Georgie, we'll find out the answer later in the programme. Cats using Instagram and dogs on TikTok may be a strange new development, but our relationship with pets has continually changed throughout history. In the 1800s, people started using the word pet to describe the emotional connection they felt to a special animal, and gradually it became normal to keep pets indoors.
Here, Jane Hamlett, professor of history and author of a new book, The Pet Revolution, explains to BBC Radio 4 programme Thinking Aloud how early British attitudes to pets were based on economics.
First of all, on a very practical level, living standards are gradually increasing across that period, and it becomes more possible to keep pets if you have more disposable income. But I think in British culture, in the 19th century in particular, home and family are increasingly celebrated, and keeping a pet becomes a way of bringing animals into your home life and also really expressing what it means to be part of a family. Animals become part of that.
Family pets became more popular as people's living standards increased. Living standards, which are also known as the standard of living, refer to the level of material comfort people live in. It's connected to their disposable income, the money left over to spend on things you want after paying tax and other living expenses. In other words, as people got richer, they had more money to spend on luxury items, including pets.
And by the Victorian era, this included new and exotic pets such as tigers, lions, monkeys and elephants, which were shipped back from around the British Empire. Even the famous Victorian writer Charles Dickens owned a pet raven.
It was also the Victorians who first described Britain as a nation of dog lovers, a phrase they used to reflect the idea they had of themselves, as Professor Jane Hamlett explained to BBC Radio 4 programme Thinking Aloud.
In the Victorian era, dogs were very much the top pet, and you can see that the values that were often associated with dogs, so loyalty, trustfulness, you know, steadfastness, all of these qualities were also celebrated by the Victorians as key parts of the Victorian manly character. So dogs really fitted the bill.
The Victorians admired the qualities associated with dogs, qualities like self-confidence and loyalty, being strong and unchanging in support of your friends. While dogs were considered strong and manly, cats were feminine and weak. So for the Victorians, dogs really fitted the bill, an idiom meaning they were suitable for a particular purpose.
Britain's relationship with pets really has changed over the years. From the manly British bulldog to funny cat videos on YouTube, it's been quite a journey. Maybe it's time to reveal the answer to my question, Georgie.
Right. You asked me how many dogs and cats in the UK had their own social media profile, and I guessed it was 17%.
Which was the correct answer. What I still don't understand is how they get their paws on the keypad. Anyway, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned in this programme about the love the British have for their pets, animals you keep in your home as a companion and treat kindly.
A cat person is someone who likes or prefers cats, unlike a dog person who prefers dogs.
Living standards, or standard of living, refers to the level of material comfort in which people live.
Your disposable income is the money left over to spend on things you want after paying taxes and your living expenses.
Loyalty means having strong and unchanging support for your friends.
And finally, if something fits the bill, it's suitable to serve a particular purpose. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us again soon for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.